Okay, we're back. So
before we get to our albums of the year and all of that, we'd like to thank everyone who's listening. Thank you very much.
We have a lot to be thankful for this year.
This is episode 11. There's no reason that we wouldn't get this far, but we're doing... Like I've said a couple of times, if there's one person who listens to this show every week, I'm grateful. This is what I want to be doing with my life, and I'm glad that I've got people who want to do it with me.
Yeah, so, I want to do it with you, Yusuf and Hollister, for putting up with me every week.
Yeah, podcast. Yeah, thank you for
fist bump.
Thank you, Yusuf, for hosting us.
Yeah, and
Darren for listening and providing so much feedback and ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys for having me and like doing a show that I'm like excited to listen to.
Yeah, thank you for putting up with my low-grade autism and occasional anger at shit.
I give your autism an A+, Hollister.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd give my Asperger's maybe a 7.6.
Since we've exited the music portion of the show for at least, you know, just this part. Moment. Yeah, no, I mean, this is one of best years I've ever had. I mean, I can't even begin to describe the amount of changes that, like, I have gone through. In March, it'll have been 2 years since I finished college, and it's taken this long at this time of recording to adjust to that, you know? And I think that if you go through that process, you do kind of get stuck in it, and it takes time to actually get used to, you know, creating your own life. Really. And I, at the beginning of the year, if you had told me that, you know, by December, you'll have a steady job, a podcast, and a band, I would have thought that you were, like, fucking with me. Like, I would have thought that you were completely just off your head, you know?
Are you from the future?
Yeah, like, are you from the future? Yeah, I probably would have asked that, too. But yeah, I...
Do more cocaine.
Yes. I don't know. I have a lot to be thankful for this year, because I have more on my plate now than I've probably ever had it at any point, and it's specifically because I took the plunge. I, like, have gotten better at trying to make something of myself for myself, and, you know, ultimately for others as well. So I have a lot to be thankful for all of you guys, especially, and, everyone else that actually listens to the show, and it does mean a lot to me, to us and to everyone.
Yeah, it means a lot that you listen. Yeah, my life has changed very drastically. I mean, I had a baby, so, you know, whatever.
Your baby now?
Huh?
How's your baby?
He will be, I believe today, as of this recording, he is 11 months old?
Holy shit.
I know. Woo! Yeah, I had a baby. I'm doing something that I really enjoy with my life. I've met and talked to and enjoyed the presence of, like, some of the people who have meant the most to me. And I get to come here every week and do a show with my best friends and talk about exactly what matters pretty much the most in my life, the thing that I know the most about, the thing that's comforted me through every single year of my life.
Yeah.
Think of, like, since we've met... Which is now, like, in April. In April, it'll be 3 years.
It'll be May.
May, it'll be 3 years. But think about, like, how many, like, since, as of this recording, like, how many shows we've been to and how many people, like, we've met.
Yeah, you guys are great concert companions.
You know? Like, absolutely. Think of, like, prior, I mean, I didn't, like, I went to shows occasionally with Aria before meeting Holly, but, I mean... Think of how many other music fans we've met just by virtue of going to shows as often as we do
this
together.
This podcast started as a result of us sitting around the basement of the Doug Fir during a break, just talking about Mumford and Sons and Radiohead or some shit.
Yeah, I mean we started,
like, we should
because
make this a thing.
I don't know why the hell we didn't do this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything happens,
I guess,
when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean. It started because I was like, you know, I really want to start a podcast. You guys want to do it with me? And
I want to do it with you all the time.
Every week.
Every week.
Every Sunday.
Let's do it. But in all seriousness, I mean, I almost can't thank the Soft Pack enough, because that's the show that we were at when we when we started doing this thing. Hell, I mean, our first episode, we didn't even bother to talk about the soft pack. We just bitched about other shit. But it's been a good year. What?
Nothing. Just Yusuf's a dick.
Let's keep that part in.
So yeah, I'd like to thank my wife. I'd like to thank my son. I'd like to thank the soft pack and Purity Ring and Dinosaur Jr. and Yusuf and Ari and Darren and everyone else who's been really awesome this year. So thanks, everybody.
And not BMI or ASCAP for threatening to close Backspace, so we're not thanking them.
Those people are blood-sucking.
I'm sucking ASCAP.
I'm disappointed in them. They're not invited back next year.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been invited back already. What about you guys? Who do you have?
I would like to thank nobody for nothing, because I got here all by myself.
Whatsoever.
Nobody. Done nothing for me, never.
Thanks, never Mr. Had, Robert Downey Jr.
Never had no one Jr. ever.
Just kidding. I'd like to thank everyone I've ever met. Because in one way or another, they affected the course of the future. Yeah.
That's our sing-along right there.
Yeah. Worst sing-along.
Grassy. Make a chord with Freddy's gangster voice.
Sorry.
We're going to talk about the NRA, see?
Please.
What?
Please, please. Please. You looked like you were going to say something.
I wasn't. I probably was. I might have been.
Okay.
You know. It's been
Darren, who would you like to thank? Year.
Okay. What?
Yeah, go on. Who would you like to thank?
Well, my parents for creating me. My sister and her boyfriend Drew for giving me a place to stay when I don't want to be at home. And just being nice and paying me in food and stuff for watching his kid, who is, and I'd like to thank Adrian. If you're listening, you aren't. You're 4 years old. This is way inappropriate. But I'd love to thank you, because you are the most adorable kid, and I cannot wait to watch you grow up more. And I'd like to thank you guys for, I don't know, Yusuf, did I meet you this year? Or was it last year?
I think it was last year.
It was last year, whatever. So, not you. No, I'm just kidding. I'd like to thank Yusuf and Aria. two awesome people that I met through, Holly. I'd also love to thank Holly, who just, like, came up to me after an Arcade Fire show because he thought I was someone else.
Whoa! I never knew that!
You know, the funny thing is, I thought you were one of your
That's
coworkers.
The best story ever.
He thought I was someone that I worked with.
Holy!
Who looked exactly like
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously, I was like,
I never knew
you.
That.
I've seen you around. Whoa. Aren't you so-and-so? And he's like, but I work with him.
But I work there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it did. And now he's one of the best friends that I have and have ever had, so...
What happened to the other guy?
Oh, he was a douchebag, whatever.
Yeah.
And fuck that
and
guy.
I quit before, I don't know.
Oh my god.
Turns out.
I absorbed him.
Like a twin in the womb.
Yeah.
Alright, I guess we should plug our shit. As always, we're at facebook.com/livefromtheinternet where you can get our episodes and... You know, just...
Other assorted shenanigans.
Yeah, other assorted shenanigans. We're at facesontheradio.wordpress.com, where you can find our show notes and further reading, links to things, all of the bands we talk about, all of the songs that we use, so on, so forth. I am at I'm at facebook.com/temporarylife. Aria, where can we find you?
You can find me on the internet under...
Okay.
Aria Imig. I'm the only Aria Imig that's ever existed.
Pretty much.
And ever will exist.
Yusuf is in your bedroom, in your ears, right now.
All the time.
All the time. He is also only on Facebook
because
he is a tool.
Fuck you.
Darren.
I am on the Twitters.
I'm not cool for not using Twitter.
I am on the Tumblrs at cloudedoutdisguises.tumblr.com. I would also love to plug a short film I am in that is coming out early next year, hopefully sometime in the spring, called The Circle. I am so excited to have that come out.
Will I be a cool kid if I use Twitter? Will you respect me as a human being if I use Twitter?
I'm just giving you
your
shit.
Your Twitter would be so good.
I would retweet and favorite the texts.
Okay.
Dude,
Hold on. In this last portion of the show, we can talk about New Year's resolutions as long as short as you want. Maybe for me, I have a lot of other ones that I want to mention, including my New Year's resolution, which is to go out of my way to maybe listen to a little more new music, especially for the sake of this show.
You've listened to how many new records this year?
I mean, hold on a second. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many new records you listen to, because I don't really believe in the principle of listening to new music specifically.
Yeah,
because it makes you cool. Exactly, Darren, and I agree with that. However, for the sake of the show, for the sake of this discussion, just discussion sake, I will promise to go out of my way to listen to more new music. And in addition to that, yes, I might actually start a Twitter account.
I would like to thank Spotify for making it so easy to keep up with new releases.
Absolutely.
There's no longer an excuse
to not hear
new records.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so, any other New Year's resolutions you guys want to do next year?
Lose weight, drink less, be less of an asshole to people. go to just a few more.
Frankly,
shows.
The only reason that I actually asked this is just because I admittedly have held myself true to my own New Year's resolutions and have lived up to almost every single one of them.
Well, that's great.
And I don't know, I only felt like mentioning that, and I hope it doesn't make anybody feel bad about it.
I have never kept a New Year's resolution. Not once, not ever.
It's, no.
Not once, not never.
It's not, I'm not holding it against anyone, and if you don't want to do that, that's fine.
Get real, no way.
But
No way.
My resolution is to continue to keep it paused. And
that's good. That's the best. Yeah.
And learn how to ride a bike. Learn how to play guitar, at least somewhat. I would love to learn how to swim, but that's not very important.
That's what my summer resolution was, to learn how to swim. I did pretty well with it.
Yeah, mine was the bike thing. Didn't happen.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah, it'll happen next year. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Meh. Yeah, see?
Meh.
Meh. Aria, what's your New Year's resolution?
What's my New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Stay away from you, asshole.
Forget a terrible year.
Forget a terrible
no,
year?
No, it was a good year. It was a great year.
It was a very good year.
It was a thrill ride.
I resolve to continue all the things that make me such an amazing person. And to attempt to resolve those conflicts which negatively
in your heart
affect the day-to-day course of my happiness.
Good man.
Yeah. Good resolution is any.
The dude abides.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Set the cheetahs on the loose. There's a thief out on the move. Underneath our legion's view. They have taken Cleopatra. Run, run, put her back from my country. Bring her back someday. Put her, run, run, put her. Crown of our pharaoh, throne of our kingdom today. Shining like diamonds in a rocky world. I keep
Albums of the year.
This is it.
This is it. This is happening.
This is what we've waited all our lives to do.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh Lord.
Do 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 do. That's right, Darren. That was the best single on your entire year. Woo!
Now.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night. Yeah. We hope you were taking notes. Yeah. All right, but
album of the year.
Album of the year.
No jacket required.
Yeah,
I have that album.
All right.
Oh, of course you do. Let's listen to it after this.
All right, you stupid fucks.
At least the studio. Why are you talking to my friends like that?
What the fuck was awesome this year, guys?
Nothing.
No.
JK.
JK, everybody, JK.
Father John Misty's Fear Fun was my favorite album of the year. It was
JK.
From the moment it came out.
Oh, JK.
Alt JK. Wow.
That is the best. The high five.
Alt JK.
Alt JK, buddy.
I'm going to steal that. That's even better than JK Rowling. Wow. Alt JK.
So anyway,
Fear Fun.
I would just like to say that I'm getting up from the recording for the first time ever just to tweet that.
Just tweet Alt JK?
Holly is doing an on-air tweet.
Let's all tweet that right
now. It's 9:52 p.m. Monday. On December 26th, and Holly is tweeting Alt JK right
Why?
Now.
I don't know about that.
Oh my god. What do we do while he's tweeting?
Yusuf should start a Twitter just to tweet Alt JK.
That's true. That should be your first tweet.
Yep.
Alt JK. Credited to Darren Hicks.
I don't know how to... What's your at thing?
He's Darren, you guys.
At Darren, you guys.
Sit!
Yeah.
Alright, we're back.
What's the name? Darren.
After that mindless fucking pandering. Jesus. Fucking.
That was cool.
Father John Misty.
Feels
fucking.
Fun. Father John Misty. I work at another radio station called OPB Music. It's the OPB online music station, and
you may have heard of them.
That was the first place I heard Father John Misty. The first track I heard was from Nancy From Now On.
Yeah, and the first one I heard too.
And then I saw his Letterman performance. They performed Death of a Ladies Man, or The Only Son of a Ladies Man. Mm-hmm. And then I played it for my dad, and he really liked it, and we went to see him at the Doug Fir, and it was a great set. And my dad got his autograph, and my dad's been as into Father John Misty all year as any of us, I think.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
been really See, that, funny. That, we went to see him again at the Wonder in September, and they'll be back here in January with the Walkman at the Roseland
Fuck
Theater.
Fuck yeah.
That is a must-see show.
I tried to get on the guest list for that, but I haven't gotten an email back.
You wrote to Sub Pop?
I wrote to the Walkman's publicist. I should write to Sub Pop, try sure. and get on it. Fiona Apple,
yeah.
Passion Pit, Titus Andronicus. Shout out to local musician Michael the Blind, who put out an outstanding record this year, R's and L's, who was lucky enough to give me the hookup and have that record sent to me. What a fucking album. The guy's got a mind for folk music that just you wouldn't believe. So if you're listening and you haven't heard Michael the Blind and the L's, R's and L's, please listen to that track. Or listen to that album. It's amazing. Please. What else, guys? What else has been good this year?
Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid.
Oh, Good Kid, Mad City.
So baller.
Oh, man.
Just the like...
Classic.
Yeah, just...
instant classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Instant classic. Like, I cannot listen to that record enough to justify how good it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a visionary record. It's very high concept and... I'm really impressed with it.
Absolutely.
I wish I'd seen Kendrick Lamar this year.
Oh,
like one of my two regrets.
Where did he
for
perform?
Live music, Kendrick Lamar at the Roseland, Fiona Apple, the Schnitz.
When was that show?
Shows. This fall was Kendrick Lamar. This summer was Fiona Apple.
Yeah, there's a lot of regrets.
Like
I have a lot of regrets this year. Fiona Apple's definitely one of the ones that I've got the most. Christ, there was a lot of good music
there
this year.
So much.
Menomina put out a new album that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Godspeed You Black Emperor
Jesus.
Came out of nowhere and
that,
put out a new record.
That record, the first time I heard that, my eyes were wide, my jaw was on the floor.
Yeah.
For 55 straight minutes.
I mean, a band comes back after a decade and you just think, oh, is it going to be any good? Especially because they were extinct for such a long time. But they came back with such a force. So, it's inspiring to see a band come back after that long and still have it.
Yeah.
I love seeing that. Scott Walker put out Bish Bosh this year, which was a confusing and difficult and all over the place abrasive album, which was also just magical to listen to at every given opportunity. What else, guys? I feel like I'm monopolizing this bit of the conversation.
Well, the new Shins record that came out this year.
Port of Morrow.
Port of Morrow.
Very good.
Which is a real place.
Yeah.
Here in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The new Liars album, Wish You, was also very good.
Really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
We saw them at the Doug Fir.
That was a good
and
show.
It's my second time seeing Liars, and I just lost my ever-loving mind. Seeing them is like, it almost feels like a religious experience at times, because their music just feels so true. Rival at certain points. Their new album is very much a step back, but it's by no means a bad record at all. It's such a quiet record. A lot of synth beats on there. It reminded me a lot of the last Radiohead record, because it feels like they were going in a completely different direction and going just a little bit more lush, but very minimalist in a really good way.
I thought the Dan Deacon record that came out this year was fantastic.
America?
such like it's a very good blend of his older
weird shit
mixed with the Bromst era more straightforward
almost pastoral landscapes of music.
Yeah. So good.
I'm not sure what I still have left to talk about that we didn't already get to in some form or another.
Yeah.
If I just went through quickly the top 10 list that I released on OPB and with the Mercury, who had my top 5, it's Dylan's Tempest, Grizzly Bear's Shields, The Orwells, Remember When, Dinosaur Jr.'s I Bet on Sky, Frank Ocean's Channel Orange, Endless Flowers by Crocodiles, David Byrne and St. Vincent's Love This Giant, Fiona Apple's The Idler Wheel, Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City, and Father John Misty's Fear of Fun.
All fantastic records.
Oh, yeah.
The only artists on that list I didn't see were Frank Ocean, The Orwells, Kendrick Lamar, and Fiona Apple. And Dylan and Dinosaur Jr. actually didn't play anything from their new albums when I saw them.
That's really
which was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a music record, but I feel like mentioning the comedian Tig Notaro's Live.
Jesus.
Just for any comedy nerd, that's just a wonderful piece of art. The backstory of the album is, in about a 4-month span, she got horrible pneumonia and a debilitating intestinal infection. Her mother died, and her girlfriend broke up with her, and then she was diagnosed with breast cancer in both breasts, and then proceeded to do 30 minutes on this at a venue in LA. And what came out of it was easily one of the best stand-up records of all time. It's heartbreaking, and it's inspiring. It's basically therapy comedy, just as a one-woman show. If you haven't heard it, and you enjoy comedy, please go out and listen to it. It's on her website. It's
$5. Only $5.
You spend the damn money. And she's donating a lot of that to charity. Please. For God's sakes. Can we talk any more about Channel Orange than we already have? For God's sakes. Holy shit. Frank Ocean, man. I think before the show, when Aria was not here, we kind of agreed on the fact that it was almost Death Grips year, but at the same time, it was definitely Frank Ocean's year.
Yeah,
I definitely feel that Death Grips were kind of a game changer.
Absolutely.
This year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the kind of person who listens to this show and follows independent music press and listens to this kind of music, you had an opinion on Death Grips this year, and it was almost never.
You might even have had 2 or 3 opinions on Death Grips.
Yeah, exactly. It might have changed a bit. Because what other band can come out of the gate and make a record and then announce a tour and then cancel a tour to make a new record and then be told, oh, we're not going to be putting out this record, but then decide, oh, we're going to put it out in spite of our massive record label. We're going to put it out for free, and we're going to put a cock on the cover.
Dude.
And then basically do everything in their power to get dropped by their label and still come out ahead. It's genius.
Their tour was wildly successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they're not hurting the publicity department at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. It was definitely their year. Both The Money Store and No Love Deep Web were fantastic records. All over the place. Very experimental. Very tribal. Very creative fucking music. But at the same time, it was Frank Ocean's year. The man came out of nowhere to make a masterpiece of R&B gold.
And there was a lot surrounding that album, too.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that was a game changer. You know, and it's funny how can I put this? How much it complimented the record a lot, and it raised, I don't want to say it raised eyebrows, but it gained a lot of support after Frank Ocean posted that note to his website. A lot of people came out in support for him. It's been the hip-hop community. That's a very surprising thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And, I don't know. In case you can't tell, this album is very fresh in my mind, and it's obvious to me that album has definitely been a very key part of this entire year.
So. Yeah, I think Frank Ocean is definitely one of the heroes of the year.
Mm.
Just an absolute class act.
One of the most fascinating people of 2012.
he wasn't even on that list, was he?
I know. Should have been.
No.
If Barbara Walters wasn't it.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo was, but... Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo Honey was Boo there, Boo, and
yeah. Was she really on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. That's really sad.
That's a weird list. What a fucking...
I mean, shouldn't be on any list.
TV ratings.
Honey Boo Boo is not invited back to 2013. It's okay, she'll be pregnant next year anyway.
Yeah, probably.
She's not old enough to be pregnant. She's like 8. She might live in Georgia.
Everyone's pregnant now.
She's trashy enough.
Kendrick Lamar and Father John Misty, I feel like those two records kind of remind me of each other in the sense that they're both adventure records. They're both, like, intense...
They're odysseys of song.
Yeah, I mean, Father John Misty moved, like, quit Fleet Foxes, moved to Los Angeles, made, like, it, like did a bunch of drugs, and made this record. And it's very much like a tribute to, like, the great pantheon of Laurel Canyon singer-songwriters like Carole King and Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Jackson Browne, all the great 70s songs. And this album, made in 2012, or released in 2012...
It's timeless! Timeless.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could have been made at any decade of the last 6 decades.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And been a great record of whatever year it came out.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Lamar record, too, is his conceptual record about, you know, a good kid in a mad city and his shenanigans and antics at a young age.
It's a tale of drug addiction and it's a tale of mental illness.
Yeah. And they both have, like, sort of recurring themes and characters and stuff. And it's interesting that's true because they're both very different. I mean, one is a folk rock record and the other one is a hip-hop record.
I can definitely see that.
I would love to like have a conversation with Josh Tillman and Kendrick Lamar and see what that was like and whether they found any common ground.
Yeah, I feel like we need an episode of Iconoclast with those two.
Yeah, oh, that'd be amazing.
Just put them on shrooms and let them let loose.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, yeah, I've had a guys, and just lock them in a room.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful. See, the thing I enjoy the most about that Father John Misty record is that it feels like an AM radio pop folk version of what would happen if it was just like a Fleet Foxes record, if they were to just completely change that direction. It's not a bad thing that it sounds like Fleet Foxes, considering it was his old day job.
Sure.
But, I mean, I put it on a few days back, and my wife's like, who is this? I'm like, it's Father John Misty. She's like, I like it. And I'm like, I know you do.
Oh,
and she's like, you know me so well. And I was like, well, you are a big Fleet Foxes fan, and he was in Fleet Foxes.
That's
and
cool.
She's like, I can see that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's always refreshing when Kelly actually likes something.
Yeah, she doesn't like
you.
Hi, she's,
Kelly.
She's not,
Hi,
she's,
Kelly.
She's not listening to this, you guys.
Love ya.
What a fucking bitch.
Whoa.
Green print those shirts.
No, but when my cynical wife, who listens to The New Pornographers and Los Campesinos and Neutral Milk Hotel and Frightened
Rabbit. Did you
ever go
to A.C. Newman?
No, I never went to A.C. Newman. I was just busy that night. But when she listens to, like, 6 bands and she really enjoys a new one, it's all the better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What up?
Anything else to mention, gentlemen?
I'm going to talk about this record because none of you else will. Marina and the Diamonds, Electra Heart. It's so good. I saw a video
for one of those songs recently, and it was really good.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the name of the song
was. I
remember the video.
She completely fills the hole that Lady Gaga left with Born This Way, the pile of shit.
And what a bad record.
So bad. Anyway, I know. Lady Gaga's a motorcycle.
Lady Gaga's not invited back to 2012.
Oh, come on.
No.
No, okay, she's invited back. She's invited back. I'll listen to her new record.
No, I mean,
I'll
she's not invited back to this year.
Okay, yeah, not this year. Yeah.
There's only 4 months.
But anyway, the loose concept of the album about, like, fame and like, disillusion and all that shit. And just, I don't know, she just writes, like, really good and affecting pop songs that Lady Gaga doesn't anymore.
It's funny.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That's Rihanna.
Yeah.
But still good.
I feel like there's something that I'm forgetting.
Probably.
Probably.
No one's talking about Andrew Bird or Perfume Genius
yet.
Oh my god.
How to dress well.
Perfume Genius record. Put your back into it. It's the most slight music. It's just like, there's barely enough there to hold on to the air around it.
Are you saying that
in a good way?
In a good way. Yeah.
No, in a very good way. It reminds me of like an album version if someone decided to listen to the song Abraham by Sufjan Stevens and go, there's nothing happening in that song at all. It's so silent and there's so little energy to it. I'm going to make an album of that. And it's so, so heart-wrenchingly beautiful.
Yeah, and for those of you who like to get sad, read Perfume Genius lyrics.
Holy crap.
Jeez.
There's... I feel like there's so little happening on that album in such a good way that it's almost hard to really describe it.
Yeah.
There's not enough to cling on to. It's like a scrap of an album, and it's so, so, so pretty. Holy crap. But go on, please.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Bird.
Andrew Bird. God, such... such good... challenging
that was a,
to me.
That was a rough sketch of an album, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I know. The his violin runs on that album are so good. Like, on the song, particularly the song Orfeo Looks Back, like, the whistling and violin on that song took me so long to learn. So good.
He's the only person that I can stand listening to whistle.
Yeah. Like, as I've told Holly before, Andrew Bird, his music sounds like what books would sound like if they could speak.
It's funny.
It's music to own cats, too.
Yeah, it's music for cats.
Okay. Okay, so... that's our albums of the year.
We got
it. Oh, by the way, I'm Jack White, Blunderbuss.
Butterbus.
You know, the guy's been doing music for so long that he doesn't need to put out a game changer of a record. But as I've started to enjoy the album more, I've come to enjoy it a hell of a lot more as a very, very good record. It's not his best work. It's not White Blood Cells. But there's so much good going on in that album. And I'm blessed to have seen him twice this year do two very much different
you
sets.
Bastard.
I know.
I just saw him the one time at the Rose Garden.
Yeah, and you were on the floor for that.
I was on the floor. For free.
For free.
Yeah.
I paid for it and got to sit next to some bag of dicks.
Yeah, bag of dicks.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Bag of dicks.
Yeah. Oh my god, I didn't mention that on the Festivus episode. Can I tell this story before we get the shit out of here?
Don't
please
yourself.
Do. Just
okay,
tell
just,
the story.
Just real quick.
Okay.
My album of the year is Shrine's Purity Ring. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like we haven't given Purity Ring enough of our damn time.
Yeah, whatever.
Beautiful, heartbreaking bastards. Anyway, so one quick anecdote that I realized that I left out of our Festivus episode. I went to see Jack White at the Rose Garden. I was bored listening to the opening act. Who opened for him?
Pokey LaForge.
Yeah, Pokey LaForge.
Okay.
And I didn't really click with it. I was up in the nosebleed, so I didn't really get any energy out of it. So I was sitting playing my Game Boy, just killing time. And I
Game Boy?
Sorry, a DS, whatever.
Game Boy's
the
cool.
Very,
Game Boy.
Old
Game
school
Boy,
Game Boys
that's
are
a
cool.
Very
what
old
even, what is a DS?
It's a Nintendo device in which you play video games,
yeah,
which I use for my Pokemans.
Pokemans?
Yes. And assholes at shows with their iPhones. I look over at the guy next to me who is texting his girlfriend, who was sitting next to him, by the way, this message.
My god.
This big, smelly, fat fuck next to me won't get off his Game Boy.
Oh my god.
And his
goodness.
Smartphone. That guy's not invited back to life.
Did you pelt him with garbage and popcorn?
See, the problem is, I did nothing. I am enough of a spineless piece of shit that I did nothing.
How about... for 2013,
what would
you change that?
Yeah, I'd like to
how
be
about
less...
for 2013, when you see people being dicks at shows, you do something
you
about it.
Especially when they're being a dick to
see
me.
See, that's out of
you should have farted on him.
I should have farted on him.
You should have
no,
tapped him over
to
the shoulder and said, hey, I noticed you were texting about me. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to be... I'm going to try to improve my concert etiquette.
Tell me about
you know, the problem
today,
was, this was the middle of August. If you were here in Portland, like you probably were
Jesus.
Listening to the show, it was hot as
it
fuck.
It was hot.
What do you want from me? I smell bad because it's fucking hot out. But what I wanted to do was turn to the guy and say, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you get cervical cancer.
Kill with kindness.
Kill with kindness.
Cervical cancer, man can't get that.
Well, if he's going to be that much of a pussy, then he probably can.
Point being,
set
is
up for
cervical
that.
Cancer.
I know.
Point
thank
being,
you.
If you see people being dicks at shows, do not be afraid to address it. Because chances
make them feel uncomfortable.
You will get a react. You will get a reaction.
Every once in a while, you'll get choked, but who cares?
What I'm looking forward to most in the new year is the new Phoenix album.
Oh,
yes.
Man!
Wow, new Arcade Fire next year, too.
Nope, just the Phoenix record. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. It's literally the only thing I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to the new Azalea Banks
also,
in February.
I'm also going to India again, you know. And London and Liverpool, so.
Liverpool!
I'm looking for the inevitability of the Stone Roses eventually coming to Portland.
Hallelujah!
And the Rolling Stones 50th anniversary tour, which will probably happen next year.
Doctor Who 50th anniversary.
I would love to see AC/DC come through town. It's their 40th anniversary in 2013. So
I want to see Ace Leader Kenny reunion.
Maybe in a few years.
I'm pretty excited for that. Frontman of Girls, Christopher Owens.
Hell yeah.
Please. Lysander.
The first song off it is so good.
I haven't listened. I'm abstaining.
Are you really? You didn't hear that new song?
I haven't listened. I want to just hear the entire record.
Shit, man.
I know. But.
Hopefully Tyler puts out Wolf next year.
Yeah, hopefully we get a new Tyler, the Creator album. But that is our show.
Thank you for listening. This long journey.
This odyssey of bitchiness.
Oh man, the Men's Open Your Heart was such a good record this year. That was a really good record. Did you go see them at the Star during Music Fest?
No, I did see the Men!
For the record, Arya just whipped out the latest issue of Willamette Week.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's
Shy Girls was probably my favorite local band of the year.
There's one more record that I want to mention. I've only listened to it once because I haven't had the time to, but the new Swans album. Go fucking listen to it. Take the 2 hours. Go on that journey if you had the time for this thing. Better than Lulu. If you had the time.
Oh my god, Lulu.
If you had the time for this episode,
Lulu,
you fucking.
Lulu strikes again!
So what are you guys up to this week? What are you guys doing for New Year's Eve?
I'm gonna probably try not work and go to the end of the year benefit at Backspace.
That's on Sunday the 30th with a tremendous number of great artists, including the Elves.
Yes,
Hit
absolutely.
Bevelers, Happy Death, Pat Kearns from Blue Skies for Blackhearts, Prof Cal,
Jeremy's.
Jeremy's canceled.
Jeremy's canceled.
Really?
Yeah,
damn.
I don't want to talk about it.
Bummer.
New Year's Eve at Backspace features Lost Lander on and Dana Boy, and Sunday's got the Satin Chaps and Brownish Black. Nalina is DJing at Valentine's.
Shout out to Nalina. I'm sorry I haven't met you yet.
And yours truly will be doing Coat Check at Someday Lounge.
Did you agree to that?
Yes.
Did you talk to Michael?
Yes, I did talk
to
Michael.
Oh, good for you.
I'm
so, Friday night at Backspace Taxpayers, Youngins, and No Gentlemen. It is a benefit.
And you will, if you're listening to that tonight on the 30th, or on the 28th, 29th? Yes, on the day that this episode goes up, you should probably go to that thing.
What am I doing on the 29th? You know, I never saw The Hobbit yet. I haven't seen The Hobbit yet.
I still hope
to see The Hobbit.
Did I talk about Django? I talked about Django.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You probably talked about it enough.
Shut your fucking mouth.
We knew you were going to say that before you showed up, Arya.
Say what?
That.
What?
So, taking a step aside, how is the Backspace benefit going?
We're doing well. Things are looking up.
We
I think we're gonna surpass our goal.
Haven't looked in the last couple of days because Christmas Eve and Christmas and everything.
Sure, whatever.
Look up. We're now $7,938.
Also, I will mention "Kill for Love" by Chromatics. Watching them play that this year was great at the Crystal Ballroom because "Kill for Love" was such a great track, and then it's one of those things like. They played it, and I was just like, holy shit. It was really good.
Darren, I'm really surprised that you did not bring up Cobra Juicy by Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Oh my god, I should have
done
that.
No one knows what that is, you idiot.
No one knows what you're talking about, idiot.
Okay.
All right, anything else, gentlemen?
You know what? Local natives can go fuck themselves. And so can Dr. Dog. I hate both those people.
I'm really...
Is anybody still listening?
Local natives, but yeah...
Ellie Goulding, who gives a shit? And Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, she should just, like...
She should just, like, die.
Die in a
plane
crash.
Wow. No, she should be walking down the street being like, hey guys, what's up? And then, done.
I really enjoyed Alabama Shakes this year.
I should have sent something about that.
I really
would
like to see them at some point.
I would love to.
I think
they're going to be here in March.
I think that in summary, obviously, because
in summation,
this was an amazing year.
This was the best.
This was one of
fucking years.
This was one of the best years ever. I have no reservations about saying that. Absolutely, for me and for everybody else.
Yeah, we made it.
We made it.
Got reelected.
Obama the
Mayan apocalypse did not happen.
The Mayan apocalypse did not happen.
Talking about the Mayan apocalypse is not invited back in 2020.
Oh, no.
It's not.
No.
Oh, by the way, anyway, go listen to that fucking Swans record, you piece of shit. From all of us here.
From everybody.
From everybody here, as always, I'm Hollister Dixon.
Yusuf Hotlani.
I'm Aria Imig.
And I'm Darren Hicks.
And we made it. That's it.
We made it.
We will see you.
If you weren't taking notes this time, we understand this was a long one, but we do hope you were taking notes. Have a great week. Have a good new year.
See you next year.
Drink way too much. Have a great night, everybody.
Don't drive.